Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Sunday, April 29th, 2012. This is Audio Boo number 167. Hey, it's Sunday. My I don't have to run day. So last week the market turned higher, right? But what about the future? That's what we all want to know. So last week was really about Apple and Amazon, because there was a lot of other stuff going on that the market didn't really seem to care. The market just went up anyways. You know, Apple came out and really said that, you know, their domestic sales were okay, actually a little lighter than expected. We had some news out of AT&T, out of Verizon, out of Sprint, that domestic sales, though the wireless sales, well, they weren't shattering any records, right? A lot of churning going on, a lot of market saturation. But what really was the difference is all the handsets being sold in China. And we saw that from other companies as well, right? Starbucks, McDonald's, Yum Brands, your KFC, your Taco Bell, that sort of thing. So we're seeing a lot of international growth, at least in China. And, you know, maybe that's the future. Because, well, let's keep going here. Let's go to emotions in motion. Let's go to the slope of hope. And that is the growth of the U.S. companies that are pushing products in China. So we're seeing companies that are doing well elsewhere, and not necessarily here, which gets back to the wall of worry and the U.S. GDP at 2.2%, and that came in under the expectations of somewhere between 2.5 and 3%. And then we also have the news out of Europe, right? The Netherlands is a mess. Spain unemployment came in near 25%. Its debt was downgraded. You know, we saw that and Spain is probably in a recession, right? And who knows about Italy and Portugal and even the UK may be going to recession. And also even bad news out of Germany and France. What about France? It looks like there may be a communist slash socialist going to win their election. And what does that mean for France? So, you know, some of those things, man, if that news would have came out a few weeks ago, what would have happened to the stock market? What would have happened? You know, what would have happened if Apple didn't release earnings till this week, this next week, and all that stuff happened? What would have happened with all these other news headlines going on? Of course, what really matters is what's happening in the U.S., but anyway, the GDP is slower. The jobless numbers are worse than expected, right? Those applying for new jobless benefits. That's still at a high number, too high a number. And previous numbers are being revised upwards. They're being increased. That shows that the economy really isn't on fire, not lighting people's socks on fire, right? So we'll see what happens next over the next week or so. I mean, we've seen over 50%, about 57% of the S&P 500 has reported earnings now. So, you know, we're kind of on the downhill slope. This coming week we have Pfizer, Chesapeake, and that sort of thing. So some of the exciting companies are behind us. So for the month of April now, the Dow was up 16 points. Who knew it was positive? I mean, we had that pullback, right? And heck, the Dow's still up. The S&P 500 last week was up 1.8%. For April, it's down 0.4%, but the index is now above 1,400 and up 11.6% for the year. So the S&P 500 basically corrected about 4%, right? And it kind of almost had a double bottom, kind of a retest. And some are thinking that, hey, maybe that's enough to kind of alleviate the overbought condition of the market. You know, maybe that 3 weeks or whatever it was that the market kind of paused, let people catch their breath. Now we're ready to race forward. We'll see if the market can get over these things. Did you see the news on Apple about their tax rate? Basically, they're paying globally about a 9.8% tax rate. They had a profit of $34.2 billion, and they paid $3 billion in taxes. This is globally. So 9.8% tax rate, I bet that rate is less than what your secretary's paying, right? I bet your secretary pays more, because that's the benchmark we're using. That's the measuring stick. And anyways, 9.8%. So this is from the New York Times that said, you know, Apple's using subsidiaries in Ireland, the Netherlands, and other low-tax nations. They also have a shop in Nevada. Nevada has a tax rate, and this is what they use to, I think, to invest their dollars and to record profits, because Nevada has a corporate tax rate of 0%. Compare that to the neighbor California, which is over 9%. So, Apple does it. Apple tries to get out of taxes just like you or I do, or Warren Buffett does. And everybody wants to raise taxes on somebody else, but when it's our turn to pay taxes, or Apple's turn to pay taxes, we all try to pay as least amount as we can, pay the least we can. So, speaking of taxes, Amazon agrees to pay Texas sales taxes, collect sales taxes anyway, starting on July 1st. So Amazon's also going to build some facilities in Texas and create about 2,500 jobs. So I guess it was a little quid pro quo, as they say. They say the amount of uncollected taxes is estimated to be almost $270 million. So there you go. And I think there's another three or four states that Amazon collects taxes in and sales taxes in. And I'm in California, and that was a big flap over the past few years where California wants Amazon to collect sales taxes, and they just haven't. They've been refusing to do so and kind of playing a game of chicken, but. We'll see what happens going forward now that Texas is going to be getting some money from Amazon. So in the news flash, the U.S. economy expanded at a sluggish 2.2% annual growth rate during the first quarter of the year. But if you only took a look at the private sector components and not the government jobs, the economy grew at 3.5%. So that actually may be a little bit better than we thought, right? Behind the scene, behind the curtains, because we'd actually like to see a higher rate in the private sector and a lower percent in the government sector. Who wants government jobs to grow, right? We should be seeing growth in private sector, and we are seeing layoffs, or at least a no, relatively low amount of new hires at least in California at the state level, and maybe that's going on nationwide. That maybe the public sector is finally cutting back, because we do need to cut back our public sector spending. Today is the 20th anniversary of the Rodney King riots. Where were you? I was camping. I was in Big Sur. So I was kind of, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't have a radio. There was no internet back then. So I couldn't be streaming the radio on the internet. So I was hiking and just hanging out at the beach and doing that kind of stuff. And when I came back, I found that, wow, a lot was going on down in Los Angeles. Kind of amazing, 20 years ago. Monthly jobs report will be released on Friday. The forecast is for 165,000 jobs added in April. That's probably a hot number, right? It's probably going to come in a little cooler than that. For the past few weeks, the jobless numbers haven't been good, at least the number of new folks seeking jobless benefits. That number's been at a pretty high number, and then the previous numbers are always revised higher. Have you noticed that? So whatever the number is, well, later on it's revised higher. So we'll see what happens with the job report. I've seen numbers from 120,000 at the low to, 200,000 at the high. So we'll see what happens. But they're saying that a lot of the jobs were hired earlier in the year because of warmer weather, global warming. So I don't know. I don't buy it. I think the economy just isn't growing that fast. And it is growing. It's just not growing very fast. So. I guess because companies are, doing stuff in other countries now. That's where a lot of the profit is. Of course, there's still a lot of profit to be made here, I suppose. Do you watch the NFL draft? I used to watch the NFL draft when it was on Saturdays, but now that it's on Thursdays, it's a little harder to do. But I did see that the Dolphins drafted Ryan Tannehill, the QB out of what, Texas A&M. But the focus was on his wife, Lauren Tannehill. Now, you want to go to my blog at themoneygoround.com, and you'll see a picture of her, or you can go to Google and see what the fuss is about. Holy mackerel. Anyways, Barron's has an article today at their headline, Should the Dow Be Shaken Up? And they're talking about, hey, should Apple and Google, should they be added? Are they more relevant than HP or Alcoa? And should the stocks be capped? I mean, should the weighting of the stocks in the Dow be capped? Because say, for example, Apple were added to the Dow at today's weighting, it would represent 26% of the index. Could you imagine the day it was up 50 bucks? That would be good for the Dow, right? But what happens in the reverse, right? If Apple corrects like it did about 12%, it would have a larger impact on the Dow than some of the slower weighted, lower rated stocks. So I don't know. But good article in Barron's. This day in history, 1992, rioting began after a jury decision to acquit four Los Angeles policemen in the Rodney King beating. 54 people were killed in 3 days. That's just incredible. They were showing that on the news again this morning, and just the riots going on and just the mayhem down there. And that was 20 years ago. Man. 1986, Roger Clemens pitching for the Red Sox. He struck out 20 Seattle Mariners. 1988, the Baltimore Orioles lost their first 21 games in a row. Nice. 1961, ABC's Wide World of Sports premiered. I used to watch that every weekend. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Birthday, Uma Thurman and Andre Agassi are 42, born in 1970, right? Eve Plum, Jan from the Brady Bunch, 1958, Marsha, that makes her 52. Dale Earnhardt, father of Dale Earnhardt Jr., so that would be Dale Earnhardt Sr., he's 61. Kate Mulgrew, for Star Trek fans, Star Trek Voyager, Captain Janeway. She's 57. I actually kind of like that show. I know. Big surprise. Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, 57 years old, as is. Nope. He's 57. Man, it's been a while since Seinfeld, right? Michelle Pfeiffer is 55 years old. She was born in 1957, so there you go. Today's big birthday. So that's about it. On a personal note, I'm going to head out cycling. It's just a beautiful day here in Sacramento, probably in the 80s. And I got to do yard work on a more frequent basis, so I got my batteries charging for the trimmer and that sort of thing. You know the drill, right? Well, hey, thanks for listening. You can always subscribe in iTunes or your favorite RSS reader. The podcast is available in iTunes under the user MuckDog or at Audioboo, audioboo.fm/MuckDog. Also available at the blog at themoneygoround.com. Hey, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya.
Yes is no. Status quo. Up is down. You chase your tail around. It's an idiot show. Idiot show. In is out. Whisper is a shout. Dark is light. I never got it right in the idiot show. Idiot show. Who I thought that I was, who I thought that I could trust. When it all came down, I was nowhere to be found. In the idiot show. Same old fight, every single night. The truth is a lie. Hello means goodbye in the idiot show. The idiot show. Yes is no. Stop is go, up is down. You
chase your tail around. You chase your tail around. Chase your tail around. It's an